T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
The Health One Healthcare System is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in all over North America. If you happen to be up in New England, if you are in Boston, if you're a Celtics fan, you are very thrilled tonight. Because the Boston Celtics, they are still alive. They beat the Miami Heat. The final score, 110-97. Yes, the Celtics, this was closer than it was, or you think it might be. This was an ass-whooping. Miami never led. At one point, the Celtics led by 24 points, and so we got a game 6. It's going down in Miami. Celtics want to win on Saturday so they can force a game 7 on Monday night. We're going to talk about it, folks. Are the Boston Celtics going to be the first team in NBA history to come back from an 0-3 deficit? I think it's a reality. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City on the boards. You can always lock in to the show on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, your local affiliate, and or a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've already been hanging out here for an hour. I get started 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so we've had an opportunity to talk a little bit about this game. We definitely, somebody who is out, I don't want to call his career eliminated, but every year he ends up that way. We talked about Jimmy Garoppolo having foot surgery after he signed his new contract with the Raiders. And so the Raiders still doing Raider things. And then we talked about this game. But this was a beatdown. I mean, after the first quarter, the Celtics led 35-20. At halftime, the Celtics led 61-44. And then the final score, closer than the game would actually indicate, 110-97. Bam Adebayo, only 16 points. Jimmy Butler, only 14 points. Kyle Lowry, starting due to an injured Gabe Vincent, who will be back on Saturday. Kyle Lowry, he was old tonight. He was old and bad. He's like something that you left out on your kitchen counter. 5 points, 4 turnovers. That's bad. And meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, if you saw the first half of this game, they pretty much started this thing like they were the Globetrotters. They were making hot passes and swinging the ball around and throwing alley-oops and one-touch pass. They were looking ridiculous out there. Jaylen Brown has found some life, 21 points. He was 3 of 5 from deep. Derek White had 6 threes and 24 points. Marcus Smart, he went out there, had 4 threes. He had 23. Tatum had 21. Brogdon, dealing with a shoulder issue, he ain't need him at all. He played 8 minutes, didn't have to do anything. Celtics on a roll here, folks. It's two in a row. Trying to go down to Miami and make it three. I told you they blazed them. I want you to listen to some of these calls. I told you Derek White. Man, they let that guy shoot anything. He didn't play any defense tonight. This is in the third quarter. Already a blowout. The whole game was a blowout. Derek White knocking down a three in the third to put them up 19.
Tatum, deep on the left side against Max Strus. Dribbles him to the elbow. He exposes the ball. Highsmith knocked it away. Butler knocked it away, but it's saved to Horford. Kick out Derek White for three.
Boy, that dude been spot on.
Derek White.
He's making them pay.
17 points for Derek White on 9 shots here in game 5. Celtics by 19.
You know what? I like the highlights just for Maxwell. Here's Jason Tatum adding to the lead in the third. Just a regular jumper.
Tatum straight away up top against Strus. Dribbling right hand, left hand. Down the right side. He comes strong, throws it out to the wing. Horford's got it. Return to Tatum. Tatum steps to the corner. Shoulder into Strus. He's going to take a contested jumper and knock it down. And the Celtics have their largest lead of game 5.
Too big. Too good. Too sweet.
Too sweet. Diabetes. Marcus Smart. He added a 3. This was the next largest lead.
Adebayo strips the ball by Marcus Smart. Grant Williams dives to the floor and has it. And the Celtics, who didn't force steals all year long, have forced a ton of them tonight. Tatum in the paint. Kick out. Marcus wants that knockout 3. Got it.
Boy, that dude is cooking.
Yeah, cooking. Why not? Let's just fast forward to the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum. The lead went down. Oh, my God. The lead went down from 24 points to 20. Oh, what's going on with the world? Here's Jason Tatum.
Side out of bounds. Inside for the Rob Williams. Return to Marcus Smart. Kick out Jason Tatum.
This has to be a zone, man.
Tatum made on the shot clock. He knifes his way into the zone. And the 12-footer is good. There's the first made field goal for the Celtics in the fourth quarter with 7:45 to go. Boston leads by 20.
I'll spare all of us the further abuse, because there's a whole lot more of that as the game went to a final. 110 to 97, Boston wins. And if you didn't have plans on Saturday night, if you're going to the barbecue, if you don't want to just look at your phone, you want to be in front of a big TV or something, it's Saturday night, Miami. It should be a fun watch. And if the Celtics win another one and we get a game 7, you can go ahead and punctuate your Memorial Day by checking out that game. Here's the final call from the Celtics Radio Network.
For 48 hours now, Celtic fans can dream, and the dream is still alive. Things that have never happened before seem impossible until they happen. 3 is airball. Sam Hauser will have to inbound it, and that will do it. The Boston Celtics win game 4 facing elimination. They win game 5 facing elimination. And the Celtics have taken their talents and the series back to South Beach. Game 6 on Saturday night. The final score, Boston 110, Miami 97. The Celtics now trail the best of 7 Eastern Conference final 3-2. And we finally have a series.
Oh, yeah, we got a series. I'm thrilled about that. If they were going to get beat, they should have just lost tonight. But we finally have a series. And Jaylen Brown, he has been terrible shooting the basketball this series. And tonight, he really helped turn things around. Deciding to show up, maybe feeling healthy, feeling good. 19 points tonight. Oh, excuse me, 21 points. 3 of 5 from deep. He hasn't been able to knock down a 3-pointer to save his life. And he is the man who spoke to TNT's Ali LaForce after the game. Take a listen.
Well, Jaylen, was this the well-rounded, full effort that you've been looking for? And if so, how did you find it?
Absolutely. It started on defense. We set the intensity, and we came out and we played good basketball tonight. And it looked fun out there.
We know it's a make-or-miss league. How did the made threes rejuvenate and excite your defense as well? Because I know you said it starts with D, but it all goes around, doesn't it?
Yeah, we just got to be consistent. Tonight we were the tougher playing team. We set the tone from start to finish, and we had a great team win. We hit shots, and they let us get two. So don't let us get another one.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you next. Now that you found your way, is there any stopping you?
Only thing that can stop us is us. We just got to come out and play our game, have fun, and let God do the rest.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Jaylen Brown, 3 of 5 from deep. Derek White, 6 of 8. Marcus Smart, 4 of 6. Al Horford missed every 3 that he took, but he had 11 rebounds. And Tatum is Tatum. He went 1 of 6 from deep. It didn't really matter too much. And so if anybody was really thinking that the Celtics were cooked, I thought so after they quit. And that Sunday, I thought that they just gave up. But they've always had more talent. They just had to go out there and play, and that's exactly what they did tonight. That's what they did in the last game. Are they going to go down to Miami and lay another egg? Are they going to get smoked? No, I think they're going to be competitive. What do they have to lose? Nothing. I don't know if Joe Mazzulla, and people aren't talking about his job anymore. People are just waiting to see what takes place with this squad. And the Celtics do have a legitimate chance to come back and win this series. Nobody's ever done it. 150 teams have tried after being down 0-3. 150 teams have lost. Ironically, you have to go to baseball. You have to go to another team that plays and represents Boston. You have to go to the Red Sox. That's the place. That's the place where another team, those Red Sox, were losing to the New York Yankees 3-0 in the American League Championship Series. And the Red Sox got smacked 19-8 in Game 3. And then they won 4 straight games. And then the Boston Red Sox, decided, well, you know what? We're going to win our first World Series since 1918. You can take that curse and you can go ahead and shove it. So how appropriate would it be for another Boston team to say, 0-3? Don't worry, we got this. The Boston Celtics have work to do in front of them. But maybe, just maybe, maybe the Miami Heat are finally running out of bodies. Maybe Jimmy Butler is finally running out of gas. Nobody's going to expect Bam Adebayo to just, here's 20-10, 25-10 every game. He's not a scorer like that. And Jimmy Butler has been Superman to even get them to this point. He's entitled to one. Look at the Celtics roster, and then look at the Heat's roster. The Celtics have more talent, but the Heat have gotten here by playing harder. Is the talent actually going to outweigh what the Heat have done? There was no Gabe Vincent tonight. He's expected to be back next game following his ankle sprain. Is he going to be 100%? They're going to shoot something in him to go out there. But I think the Boston Celtics can do it without a doubt. The Boston Celtics, if there's ever been a team more capable of bouncing back, let's remember who the higher seed is. Let's remember what team was expected to compete for a championship this year. Let's remember what team was basically at 500. Let's remember who was in the play-in. And let's remember who almost didn't get out of the play-in. Took them 2 games. That's the Miami Heat. And maybe, all the Cinderella dust, maybe it's all just wearing off right now and reality is setting in. Well, we hit Saturday night and the Celtics go home. I don't think so. I think we're going to have a game 7. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go down to South Beach and let's talk to Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there. Yeah, Charlotte from South Beach, longtime listener, first-time caller. What are we doing here? Jimmy and Bam didn't have that dog in them tonight, and they can't keep turning the ball over like that. And, oh, psych. Celtics in seven, baby. Let's go. Maka Smart told you don't let them get one.
Appreciate you. That was a creative call. 855-212-4CBS.
Okay.
Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good, Mike. Do you have any sound effects?
No. I thought that was y'all doing that. When I was like, what the hell?
No.
But anyway,
no.
You know.
Our audio is a little bit higher quality, but go ahead.
I was wondering about that. But I think, you know, what the difference was the first quarter, you know, and the intensity of the Celtics defense and the lack of it, you know, as far as the Heat. I mean, Celtics were getting uncontested threes. And like I said, the first quarter, Celtics came up to play. But I'm a little bit biased. I think the Heat will prevail in game six. I don't think it's going to go to seven. And the intensity of the Celtic defense really, and Miami kind of laid back that first quarter. But also, like I said, I'm also biased because my cousin plays on the Heat. His name's Hayley Swift, number 24.
Yes, 15 points tonight.
Great young man. He's a humble young man, beautiful young man. And I really still think the Heat, they're not going to lose four straight. I think they're going to take care of it in game six.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
My guy, JR, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Man, the magic wearing off, the dust in the air. I don't know. I think you're stretching a little bit. I mean, I like it. But just I've been watching playoffs my whole life. I don't think there's ever been a better moment, the best decade in basketball history is the 80s to me. I grew up just going back, you know, the Boston and L.A., and both of those teams were loaded. And I absolutely get your point about the Celtics. They have a much more loaded roster. But up to this point, and in playoff basketball, historically, effort does matter. And, you know, if it's apples to apples and we're talking about, hey, the Heat are not matching Boston's effort – then obviously the better team is going to win that series. But stretching, you know, I like where you're going, but I think you're pipe dreaming a little bit, thinking that Boston has any chance to win four straight in this predicament. Butler's not going to let it happen. The Heat are going to regroup. They're going to play with fire. They're going to box out. And if it happens, hey, we all witness history together, but don't bet on it.
Well, you don't have to bet on it. I don't understand how you don't find it to – Well, you do find it to be a stretch. I mean, we're living in reality right now. If you want to talk about effort, the Miami Heat have gotten here because of their effort. They are a very good and well-constructed team. But there's a reason why they weren't picked to be here. There's a reason why they've butted up against the odds, and they very well might. At this point of the series, I wouldn't be surprised at anything that happened. But the Miami Heat might run out of gas. Tonight they had no Gabe Vincent. They've gone through these playoffs without Tyler Hero. Jimmy Butler has had to lead the way with role players. And these role players have played out of their minds. There comes a point in time where you just go, well, damn, have they maxed out? You can talk about their dog and this and that, or they're going to win four straight. This is, you go through every game, game by game by game by game, things start to add up. Do I think they're going to get blown out again like they did tonight? No. I don't expect the Heat to get blown out. If somebody was going to get blown out on Saturday, I'd probably say the odds are higher that it happens to Boston. But I think we're going to have a good close game on Saturday. And the way the Celtics have been playing, man, Gabe Vincent come back with a better ankle. Do I think Kyle Lowry has juice? Yeah, maybe one every three or four games. And so it's tough. How long legitimately are you going to say, hey, Gabe, hey, Strus, hey, Duncan, game to game to game? These are not the stars. Jimmy Butler is the star. Bam Adebayo is supposed to be the star next to him or behind him. And then Tyler Hero is warming up before the games. And so to think that it is not happening or a pipe dream for the Celtics to bounce back and win this series, man, no, that's not true. It's a reality, especially after picking up this W tonight. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think? Do you feel that the Boston Celtics are in a good position to win this series? It's a reality. This is not a dream world or dreamland. They got better talent. The Heat might play better on a consistent basis. They might try harder. The Celtics, they got more talent. Sometimes talent wins out. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Plus, Jimmy Butler, he just spoke. We'll hear from him. Head coach Eric Spoelstra, he spoke. We'll hear from him. And we'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, the Boston Celtics aren't the only team that avoided elimination tonight. Over in the NHL, the Western Conference Finals, the Dallas Stars, they decide to stick around. They beat the Golden Knights in overtime. The final score there, 3-2. They are also going to go ahead and play on Saturday night back in Vegas. The Knights, they lead 3-2. Tonight, 3-1. And the basketball side, the Celtics, they're down 3-2. And they're going to try to tie things up and force a Game 7 come Monday. Non-competitive game all the way through. Bam Adebayo only had 16 points. Jimmy Butler only had 14. There was no Gabe Vincent out with an ankle sprain. Miami Heat never led. They were down by 24 at one point. Wasn't a competitive game. It's like game started, game ended. There weren't any calls, there weren't any arguments, there weren't any check this out. It was just running them out of the gym. And Jimmy Butler, he just finished speaking with the media, and one of the first things he was pretty much asked, how you feeling, man? What's going on? What's up with these Celtics? This is what Jimmy Butler said.
What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive, knowing that we can and we will win this series, and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfolded?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy correctable. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Oh, well, damn. So give me some lottery numbers, man, please. Predict the future. Bam Adebayo had 16 points, and Jimmy Butler's correct. There was nothing competitive about this game. You knew what type of game it was going to be from the get-go. Celtics led 35-20 out of the gate, knocking down open shots, running the floor. It was like they were running drills with no opposition. And Bam Adebayo is supposed to be, and he is, one of the NBA's best defenders. And whether it's on defense, on offense, he's been bottled up as well. Jimmy Butler was asked, well, why the hell ain't Bam show up? Where's he at?
Jimmy, we've been talking a little bit in here about how they've made it harder on Bam. What does it look like to you that the Celtics have changed defensively?
I think they packed the paint really well, switching really well, and just contesting shots without fouling at that. I think that's the game as a whole. But it's on us to get him in better positions to score the ball, get it to him in transition, stuff like that. You know, when you look at the film and you look at how we can be better and get him in into his spots with the ball, in a position and with the time on the clock to score, we'll be better at that.
All right, this is two straight L's, obviously. 110-97 tonight, Celtics win. This past Tuesday night, 116-99, the Celtics win. In stark contrast to the first three games, even though we know that these Celtics, they choked away some opportunities in the first couple of games. Sunday, they were blown out completely. Tatum and Brown just weren't human beings. They were ghosts at the end of the first two games. And so Eric Spoelstra, he was asked, man, what the hell is going on? Like, what's the deal? This is what Coach Spoelstra had to say.
Their activity level has gone up the last two games, and that's what you have to expect in a competitive playoff series. And then we were playing in a crowd quite a bit, which there can be some good things, you know, from that. If we read the game, read the coverages, and make the appropriate plays, but you have to give them credit for their activity. And, they jammed us up, several times in the paint. With quick hands, strip downs, things of that nature. We have to shore that up. That's two games in a row of that. We do have to be aggressive and then make the appropriate plays with appropriate spacing.
The Miami Heat, they have lost consecutive games for the first time this postseason, dropping their second game after leading this series 3-2. I feel like the Celtics can bounce back. That is not a pipe dream. They have more talent. Are they going to be able to maintain their intensity of play going back down to Miami on Saturday night? 855-212-4CBS. Sam is calling from Chicago. What's on your mind, Sam?
JR, what's up, man? I was just about to get out of the car. You caught me at the best time. And you know what? First of all, you have to respect Jimmy Butler's confidence, just coming from that interview, coming from two games where you basically got bludgeoned for four straight quarters in each game. It's been really just an annihilation. And what you've said, the Celtics have the upper hand here, just for me. You said, do the Celtics have a chance in this series going to the last break? Yes, they have a chance, and they may have the upper hand here. If you look at the talent level, as you said, not to mention Tyler Hero's been out for the playoffs, basically, and now Gabe Vincent. Who would have thought Gabe Vincent would be an X factor in this series? This guy has averaged 17 points per game, I believe, coming into this game.
Correct.
He didn't even play. Yeah, he's been averaging seven. He's been, and that's just the points per game, not to mention the impact he makes on the other side of the ball. He's an intense defender. He's locked in on every possession on both ends. He's made a big impact for the Heat, and now without these two guys, can they really go forward with the role players of Vincent without him, Strus, Robinson, and Caleb Barton? Can they really continue what they've been able to do to get them up 3-0? I don't know. And I think that's what they're going to have to figure out. Coach Spoelstra, we were just giving him all the praise in the world these last couple of days. And we were just, dumping on Joe Mazzulla for how terrible he was. I'm totally unbiased. I don't care. I'm from Chicago. I'm a Strus guy, so I'm actually a little bit rooting for the Heat. But let's just put this into perspective. Let's just remember next time a team goes up 3-0, next time a team goes up 3-1, let's not just dump all the praise on this one person. Let's just not dump all of just the hate on this other person, because a lot can happen in this next game. A lot can happen these next two games.
This is what makes it fun, and thank you so much, Sam, for calling from Chicago. This is what makes all this fun. the back and forth, the competitiveness. Like, I don't want to sit down and watch a sweep. I don't care who wins this series either. I could care less. I just want good basketball. If it's not going to be good, then let's just get it over with. But it looks like things have finally evened out here. 855-212-4CBS. Sam, we got another Sam, except for he's not in Chicago. He's calling from Colorado. What's up, Sam?
Hey. First-time caller, enjoy your show. Thanks for having me.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
You know, my question is, obviously, calling from Colorado. I don't live in Denver anymore, but I did for about 15 years. So I just root for the local team. And are they just fighting for second place?
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's kind of the question I have. Are they just fighting for second place?
The Nuggets?
But I will – I'm talking about not the Nuggets, but the Celtics and the Heat.
Oh, okay.
They're battling it out for what? What's your perspective? Are they just battling it out for second place?
Well,
that's one question.
No. I think whoever advances from the East will help make it a competitive series. I'm not going to divulge what I think about either one. But, no, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. What's your other question before we hit the break? Go ahead.
Basically, just a confession that I'm feeling nervous because of the Celtics making a little bit of comeback here.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what all that means, but part of me, I just realized all of a sudden I was kind of hoping that the Heat would win the series.
I wonder why,
because I'm rooting
for
right.
I think we might be on the same. Without me saying anything and me not caring, let's just say I'm along the same wavelength of reasons that you are. But that's not me giving you a prediction or thought process on their potential opponent, okay?
Right.
Okay. Sam, I appreciate you for calling from Colorado. Call me back on Tuesday, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, thank you, Sam, for calling from Colorado. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think? The Celtics, they stand in a chance here, or are they just buying time until Milwaukee, well, not Milwaukee, until Miami gets it together? Milwaukee's out here looking for a head coach.
Should have been
it's the
Milwaukee.
JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, you know, we'll get into the Nuggets. I'm going to get more of your calls here on the Heat.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The question is, the Boston Celtics have now won two straight games. Miami can't get rid of these guys. They're going to go back down to Miami for a game six on Saturday night. And if the Celtics should stay alive, then we have a game seven on Monday, Memorial Day. And if that is to be the case, it will only have been the fourth time in NBA history that a team has gone down 0-3, and we'll have forced a game seven. But we got some work. We got a couple of days to get there before we even see. So one step at a time. I did tell you in the NHL tonight, they're not up to a game six as of yet. But we did see the Dallas Stars. They avoid elimination tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. And so now Vegas leads that series 3-1. And that final goal, it came in overtime. So Dallas is staying alive. I would certainly say that they are delaying the inevitable. And I want you to listen to that final call from the Stars Radio Network.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up to Paskanen, left side shot, score! Pavelski, a one-timer! Joe Pavelski keeps the Dallas season alive and sends this series back to Vegas after a 3-2 Game 4 win.
Yeah, Pavelski coming through about 3 minutes into the overtime period to delay the inevitable. Why not just get a little bit more action? You can get a couple more, at least one more game under your belt. And so the Florida Panthers, they did what they needed to do. They're sitting around waiting for the Stanley Cup Finals to begin. And I know everybody in South Florida, they certainly hope that the Miami Heat join them as well. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from Grant Williams in a little while as well. But Boston Celtics spoke up. Thank God nobody's asking him about poking a bear. Let's go to Sacramento and talk to TC. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. TC is ordering chicken wings. Rob is calling from North Carolina. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, man, JR, man. All I can say is that, hey, those Celtics, they got that dog in them, bro. They fighting hard. But I think Denver going to sweep whoever they play, man. I just hate to say it. They got a good roster. Their roster is everybody they're playing unselfish. They remind me of San Antonio where they're playing unselfish. Everybody just passing the ball, having fun. That's what I see. So I think they're going to take it, man. Whoever wins, it doesn't even matter because they're resting. And
Damn.
Other guys – I mean, the other guys are dog fight. They fight. They're going to be too tired, man. It doesn't even matter.
There is a possibility, and thank you, Rob, for calling from North Carolina. There is a possibility that the Denver Nuggets, they start things off, and maybe they've been sitting around on the couch for too long. Maybe Nikola Jokic has had one too many beers or whatever he drinks. Maybe he's eating a bear. I don't know. Cam is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, JR? What's up, Shep? How you guys doing?
Good.
I just wanted to ask you, JR, and Shep, I guess, too. I've been watching a lot of playoffs over the years, and I just can't remember, you know, for NHL and NBA, these first round or two having such competitive games and then the conference finals just being pretty non-competitive. Even this 3-2 series between the Heat and the Celtics, these games haven't been super close. I'm just wondering if you've.
I don't know if I could go as far into saying that, because if I have to think about the first two games, if anything, it looked like the Celtics were right there and they fell flat at the end of the game. And so have we gone through these games and have gone, oh my God, it's wire to wire? No, that hasn't been the case. And the last two games, certainly they haven't been competitive that way. But I wouldn't say that's overall for the series.
Yeah, maybe not. And I guess the Lakers-Nuggets games were all pretty close, too. I guess on that same side, I can't remember any series where four games were as close as they were, like the Lakers-Nuggets or even the Panthers and Hurricanes. Those were all one-goal games. The game four was a walk-off goal, basically. Having them be sweeps.
I don't know if I can go ahead and echo or share that sentiment. I got to sit down and watch all the playoffs as much as I can. I've been watching playoffs before I was sitting on the radio, before I talked about sports. And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all. So I don't feel any different. I mean, sports has changed. Basketball in particular is more of a game of streaks and stretches. Then let's just grind it out and go tit for tat. But outside of that, I can't say that, you know, I feel or see anything different. Let's see what this next game looks like on Saturday. I think that'll be another competitive one, Cam.
Yeah, hopefully. And it has been cool to see an 8-seed and a 7-seed make the conference finals, and, you know, the lowest seeded Panthers in the Eastern Conference and the NHL make the conference finals and the Stanley Cup final. It's been a pretty good playoffs.
I think everybody in South Florida would be happy with that. Hey, thank you, Cam, for calling from San Diego. I told you Grant Williams, he just spoke. He talked to NBC Sports Boston, and he talked about everybody who showed up and made noise at TD Bank Garden.
The energy was tremendous. We had to do our job to make sure we get it back here. That's number one goal. Take care of the next game, one game at a time. We can't look too far ahead. Ouch. And make sure that we got
good job, Grant.
We got to make sure we take this one game at a time and make sure that we just make sure we stay together.
Yeah. Well, before you said it in my ear, Shep, you were telling me he got hit in the ass, and I'm like, yeah, that's what it sounded like. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Sound like a guy came by, hit him in the ass.
Hey, listen, when one player is solely responsible for turning your season around, I think anyone's going to slap him anywhere as long as it takes him to an NBA Finals, JR.
Well, tonight, Grant Williams, he had 6 points, 1 of 4 from deep, and it was only about a week ago. Jaylen Brown didn't want to discuss whether he was, you know, irritating Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler, we heard how confident he is or was that they're going to win in this game on Saturday night. So we got a lot of work to do. Coach Nick is here from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Coach Nick, go ahead quickly.
Hey, hello, guys. Jaron Chef, how you guys doing?
Well, good.
Well, I want to say, man, you know, Boston is a pretty solid team. But I think that, you know, Brown will have to tap into his inner Pippen and you know, Tatum has to tap into his inner Jordan, man, and take over as a superstar. But it's going to be tough. But I think they will beat the Heat. You know, but whoever gets to the Nuggets, man, I think the Nuggets are going to pretty much take it all. I'm probably going for Boston more so because – Jaylen Brown from Georgia, went to Willow High School here.
Yeah.
So pretty good kid. But here again, man, I think it's, you know, it's like the Boston man to take it. But it doesn't matter. Regardless, it's gonna be Denver's for, you know.
Okay.
Denver's gonna win.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Coach Nick, for calling from here in Georgia. We got a lot of people who are feeling confident about the Denver Nuggets. We got a lot of people who feel the Nuggets are just on their way right to a championship. I don't know if I'd go so far to say that. Can we get through the Eastern Conference Finals first? It's like the Nuggets have gone through the whole season, and Nikola Jokic isn't this, and Nikola Jokic isn't that, and Jokic shouldn't be MVP, and here they are in the finals, and now people are kind of waking up to them. Somebody else who thinks the Nuggets suck, maybe doesn't care for the player, it's Gilbert Arenas. He had some comments about Jokic. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break. Jason Tatum is talking to the media as well, so we'll hear from him and more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light.
a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022 and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.